clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and I am here in Sin City again, continuing my 420. And I'm with my fabulous friend, Darlene Neof of the Huffington Post.
Oh, it's so good to be here. It's so good to have you back in Sin City.
I know. I love that sinning, honey. I'm so excited. I can't wait to re-sin tonight.
Hi, Zen.
And who is this lovely creature?
And so this is my co-host and sidekick, Tysha Tinney. We're pretty well known on Instagram.
Tysha Tinney. Kind of sounds like Tysha Tinney.
There you go.
Hello.
Tysha Tinney. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you very much.
What do you do, Tysha?
I am a co-host at HempingtonPost.com with Darlene Mia. I'm her sidekick.
Fabulous. Sidekick. What a great sidekick.
And I run
great
social media on Instagram. And
I heard that. I heard that you were the queen of social media.
I love it.
Come on. Anyway, I'm here, as I said, continuing my 420 celebration. And it's fabulous. And I love being in Las Vegas. And Darlene went to a fabulous event that we want to talk about. And what was it called, Darlene?
So it was actually the 9th annual Green Fest in Las Vegas. And what was super cool about this, right after 420, go ahead, you want to say something?
Yeah, I had a thought.
Okay.
I remember when I first came here, they had a green Chamber of Commerce.
Alliance.
Well, it was called Chamber of Commerce then.
Uh-huh.
Do they still have that?
Well, it may be called the Green Alliance now.
And what do they do? Is it about pot or cannabis or green meaning sustainability?
Sustainability.
Is it about hemp?
Not at all.
Then they're not about sustainability, but
well,
go on.
They don't know about
go on.
Hemp.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Right. That's the whole thing. Most people don't know about hemp. And in fact, when we tried to become a vendor at the Green Fest, they said no because we were hemp. And it was against the bylaws to have anything like that.
And who did you speak with?
Well, thank goodness I spoke with the owner and founder, who happens to be a dear friend of mine. So that all changed after our conversation.
Did you have to was it a male or a female?
It's a female. Okay. I did educate her.
Okay. And then she said, oh, yes, come in and be in our Green Festival.
No, she did eventually. She actually had to go back and check and make sure that they could actually do it. And so we were the only hemp vendor there, or the hemp booth there, right?
Wow, what a gift. That was a gift.
It was a total gift.
Tell us.
So
how many people knew what you were talking about?
There were doctors, nurses, there were people from the agricultural sector of the city. All of the people that are green activists, I would say, were there. The solar people. I can't tell you how many people stopped at our booth, mainly because they saw CBD. So in the hemp cannabis world, or in the
CBD
hemp world,
is the big
right
attraction.
Yes, it is. It is, because beyond 420 and, of course, the marijuana and the recreational and the medicinal side of that, hemp is really not known. Hemp is known for rope and now CBDs.
Right. Right.
Right.
That's right.
Right. So it was amazing, the education that we got, right, Tysha, from the people?
It was amazing. I would say 90% of the people that came by did not know about hemp. And that didn't know
what kind of a crowd.
Many of them thought hemp is marijuana.
And did they ask, can you smoke it?
No, these people didn't ask that, but they normally do, right?
And what was the demographics of the people that attended?
I would say 50 plus, and they were definitely, like I said, their sociograph was the hemp activists. So we were talking nurses and doctors and people in the sustainable community and water and you know, cleaning all natural products. So it's everything all natural. All these people with all natural didn't know, and they didn't know so much.
They know nothing about hemp.
It's awesome.
So hard to understand.
Well, it's not hard to understand because there's so much going on in life that it's hard to know about everything. And cannabis, marijuana, really has been the in the limelight, and no one talks about hemp. There's not
right.
a pot.
No one was crusading for it. It was all about pot.
Okay, but you know what? In our political system, Patty, nobody talks about hemp because they don't want hemp to be known. because of the petrochemical and the cotton and the plastic, right?
Right.
So it's not
in all the rich guys.
It is not in the news. Hemp isn't in the news. Only marijuana.
So mainstream America does not know. But now, with everything that's going on, we're educating them.
Like you with hemp radio.
And like, look at the people. Yesterday, could you have thought that's how it would have been? When you first went there, did you think there were that many people that did not know?
Yes.
I didn't. I was in complete shock because, I mean, I'm 44, and I mean, I've been in the hemp world. I've used hemp since I was in high school, and I know the difference. So I was just completely shocked at how many people. We had one girl that wouldn't drink hemp milk because she thought it would get her high.
I know. People don't. It's that reefer madness that was with their grandparents, their parents, and it's in their heads too. I can't imagine a young person today, an educated young person, because all you have to do is Google hemp. And all you people out there, that's what you need to do. If you don't know what it is, Google it.
Oh, go to Hempington Post.
Go to HempingtonPost. Better yet.
We have everything there. Yeah. It's like we cover politics and health and industry and products.
So, and we're going to take a short break because I think we just got the hook. Did we get? Oh, we didn't get the hook. Okay.
We just got a family.
Okay, so tell us more what you cover in the Huffington Post.
Oh, well, that was really cool because our Richie over here is...
he's making faces at me.
Well, he's smoking a dupe, so this was really cool. So this man comes up and he keeps doing this. And I'm like, no, we're a hemp booth. And I'm like, yeah, wait, but we're hemp, right? So then he says, guess how old I am? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Asian man. In your 60s maybe? And he's like, I'm 88, right?
He wasn't my God.
Smoking a dude, but he was just doing
pretending.
This. Yeah, he goes, I have been smoking forever.
I love him.
He looked like he was in his 60s.
I love him.
Yeah, he was
right?
Amazing.
And he said because we have the receptors in our head for THC, right? Then it makes you feel good. So when you feel good, your immune system's good and you stay healthy longer. And right, and that's the amazing. So I was explaining that to people. It's like hemp is amazing for your body. You know,
I just pulled this up.
Yes,
and this is incredible. And this just came out today. Hemp shows potential for treating ovarian cancer.
All kinds of cancer.
This came up today.
Nice.
The CBDs are helping people with
researchers cancer demonstrate hemp's ability to slow cancer growth, and we know that.
Right.
I mean,
we know that.
And uncover mechanism for its cancer fighting ability. And this was from Science Daily. Is that like a rag or is that like a reputable magazine?
That's reputable.
Is it?
Science Daily, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't like to repeat things that are like fake news. Like
no, of course
Trumpty
not.
Dumpty says. I don't know sometimes. It's all fake.
Right.
Sometimes. Right. Most of the time it's fake. But anyhow, this excited me because ovarian cancer, is that the cancer that you get, you die immediately?
Well, that's like fourth stage cancer that really has started to take it. But ovarian pretty much means you may not be able to have children.
Well, what's the other one that, there's a female cancer that you die? I mean, there is.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was ovarian. Yeah. Okay, I could be wrong. Anyway, I think that is a really, really great news. I think it's fabulous that they're even, I mean, this is Science Daily. Do they talk about pot stuff?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know,
it says the source, Experimental Biology 2018, results from some of the first studies to examine hemp's ability to fight cancer show that it might one day be useful as a plant-based treatment for ovarian cancer. Hemp is part of the same cannabis family as marijuana, but doesn't have any psychoactive properties or cause addiction.
Right.
Well, neither does fucking pot.
Right.
Okay.
Well, okay. But let me say something about that because this is really scary. This, in fact, I was telling Taisha that we need to do a story on this.
What?
Because CBD, right? Hemp CBD has 0.3% THC.
0.3%.
Right. Most people, a lot of people that we talked to yesterday, they said they would absolutely not touch hemp, not put hemp on their skin,
right,
because I'm a banker and I could lose my job. And I'm like, no, it has no, that THC, you can't even detect it. And they're like, I wouldn't risk it because the federal government is after anyone that's a federal employee, Right. So they're afraid to do anything hemp, which is really ridiculous. Well, it has no THC in it.
They've instilled it's trace amounts. Trace amounts meaning. It doesn't do anything. You can smoke a field of hemp, you'll probably suffocate or asphyxiate. What is that? Asphyxiate yourself? You can't die. I mean,
well, no. The thing is,
listen, hemp and cannabis are two. Hemp and marijuana are two different things. They come from the same plant, the cannabis sativa. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
What?
Clear their airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis. I am here in fabulous Sin City. Again, they can't get rid of me. With my fabulous friend, Darlene Mia of the Huntington Post. I was going to say.
I love humping.
Well, it's because we were talking about the humping dolphin. Remember?
She likes cannabis.
I just got my new dog to hump tonight. It's a dog sex robot.
Richie and I did a Renegade talk show before this, and they're always a lot different.
I don't want to female. I don't want a human.
Any risque.
Yeah. But I like that risque part. Sometimes I need to get like that.
I want that sex robot that barks. Ruff.
Yeah. Rich from Renegade Radio. He's the man.
My mentor.
You don't even Renegade. Know. You don't even know where you're at. It's Renegade Talk Radio.
Oh, excuse me. I'm God, leaving.
Jesus Christ.
What did she say?
I thought idiot. I was at Renegade Radio.
You don't know where you're at.
Which is tomorrow, April 24th.
Very exciting.
Extremely exciting.
Cannabis Culture Magazine.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was very excited. And then I got the phone call this morning, very early, that said, the venue's changed. And I'm used to that because I'm from Southern California. They do it to everybody that's in the cannabis industry.
Right?
Yeah.
A
couple days before the event or a day before, they'll say, oh, fuck you.
Why?
I don't know. Because they get scared. Somebody is putting pressure on them. I don't know.
It's really interesting with cannabis being legal that anyone would have a problem, especially in Sin City, Vegas. It's like, we do everything
Well,
here,
you know
so
what? My friends were at the
420 event somewhere.
No. They stopped at the Atomic Lounge, and everybody was smoking.
Smoking herb?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, people smoke. I mean, seriously? Who was it that told me the other? They went to, my other friends went to the place where we're going. The new venue is called, what's it called again? The Bunkhouse. The Bunkhouse Saloon. And
is that on Fremont Street?
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm going to get the address right now.
Right. So the new place, they said people were smoking. I didn't know that you could smoke marijuana in bars legally.
Not, it's outside.
Okay, but
these venues are outside.
Right, okay. Oh, I thought the laws in Las Vegas are that
Listen,
you can only smoke in the privacy of your home. Even though
those are the
does
laws
it.
Everywhere, yes, but right. I smoke everywhere.
Right.
What's your point?
I have no point. I'm round.
Okay. The Bunkhouse.
Like Oblier, remember?
The Bunkhouse Saloon. Oh, it got 4.5 stars.
Ooh, 4.5 stars.
So, it is on 124 South 11th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. And the zip code is 89101. It opens at 5 p.m. I hear the food is good there.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their policies are. I don't know why they... I didn't get the story yet, but I wrote my own script.
Okay.
Of why they got kicked out of the Atomic Liquors. And I'll never go there. I'll never go to Atomic Liquors if they kick them out because of cannabis.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about who Sensei is just a little bit more so people know. So Sensei Magazine is a cannabis culture magazine. They are in 8 states, and now they are coming into Las Vegas. So each state is customized to the place that they're at. So this magazine is really great because it covers from what's happening on the Strip to what's happening in Red Rock.
It's fabulous, right.
It's amazing. And then it covers the industry of cannabis, hemp, and marijuana, which is really great. So we met and did an interview on your show a couple weeks ago with Susan Lago.
Correct.
Right, who's the publisher.
Lugo. Susan Lugo.
Yeah. And so apparently they're going to have this amazing launch party with all these different vendors, all kinds of people that are
music
and music. And you're going to meet people from like Hemp Radio and Huffington Post, but a lot of other people in the city. So they're going to do this, and it's not a cannabis event at all. It's a launch of a magazine, right? So
but
why
come on.
Atomic would decide not to do it.
Is totally somebody put pressure on them.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So the last minute, somebody said, "Yeah, I don't know, I don't think so. Maybe it was Steve Wynn. I don't know. No, he's out of the picture. Who I don't know who the big muckety mucks here now are. But anyhow, somebody put pressure on him.
It was Tick.
Huh?
It was Tick.
No, Tick. If you're out there listening, babe, you got to take care of this shit. It just shouldn't be happening. I mean, to get kicked out of a venue for a magazine launch in Sin City, nobody said it was a smoking event. I mean, I never saw anywhere where it said, oh, come and smoke pot with us.
Right, right. So, well, we'll find out the real story tomorrow, and then when you go back on the air, you can let
I'll tell
know.
Everybody, and that'll determine how much I either like them or hate the Atomic Lounge. That's what's going to dictate.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they're the oldest lounge, apparently, bar in Las
they're
Vegas.
They were the first bar in Sin City.
Right, right. Amazing.
I don't care. I'm not impressed.
They had prostitution there. They had everything going on.
Oh, right. And they don't want pot?
Galore.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, that's
we'll move on.
It kind of pisses me
off.
But
we're going to be there. So we're going to be at the Bunkhouse in Las Vegas.
Right.
This is downtown. And what street is it? We don't need the address. But
I just gave it to, didn't I just say the address?
Did we?
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
What is it, Taisha?
Taisha.
Well, I don't have it memorized.
Hold on.
What's the street is it on?
Here.
I don't know.
Here.
Okay.
Here. Okay.
I'm not looking
You were listening.
I was listening.
You weren't listening.
Maybe
124 South 11th Street.
11th Street.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. So that's downtown Las Vegas.
Yes.
It goes from 7 to 11 p.m., right? It's open to the public. And you're going to get a chance to meet a lot of different people in the community that are in the cultural community of Las Vegas. So it should be really great. As where yesterday, well, you were at a 420 event where people could probably care less about hemp. Did you ask anybody at your 420 event if they knew what hemp was?
What 420 event? I didn't go to one.
Oh, I thought you said you went to one and it was like ridiculous.
Yeah, insane. I didn't stay. I left.
Right.
I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't like anybody there. I mean, standing in line to get in a fucking dispensary. Do I look like I'm 12 years old? No. The women I was with, they were all, I mean, they had gigantic diamonds. I said to the guy, these women were going to spend money. Look at them. Just look. And they were.
Right. And then what happened?
He called TJMJLJDJDG, whatever, four times, and she said that she was, I heard her say, who? I had just interviewed them, and she never came out.
From Hemp Radio, who?
But, well, no, it has nothing to do with me. I didn't even say me.
Oh, you should have said you. That would have got him right in.
Well, I gave him my card. But Leslie's son-in-law owns the place.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He's one of the owners. I said, you tell her that his mother-in-law is out here. And then I said, Leslie said, oh, she got really pissed. I mean, I would have been really, really mad because not only was it an anniversary, but it was 420. And aren't you proud of what you're doing? You invite your family and then you don't let them in. They should go in the front of the line.
Yes,
there was a line of 50 people. No, we were old and cool and had jewelry on. They didn't. We should have gotten in. I was with the mother-in-law.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Well, the thing is, anyway, around the 420, that has become a party, a celebration every year for people who just want to get high. That's like
no, they were going there to buy drugs, pot rather, and that's cool.
That's getting high.
It was. Listen, your family.
I like getting high.
I know.
I just don't think that going out and celebrating getting high is something I particularly want to do. That's why I went.
Because
okay,
we don't. It's like going out
whatever.
In like with all the drunks. What day do they go out?
Every day.
Oh, every day.
I like going to the festivals because I, used to hang out in bars all the time, and I don't drink anymore, and I just smoke. So I like the connection. It's a, and I like having. It seems like
right. Did you ever talk to a drunk?
Every day.
Oh, you can't. They can't talk.
Oh, but I was right there with them, not being able to talk, so it's fine. But then
you were a drunk also.
Oh yeah, I was a party girl, major party girl. But I had some health problems, so I had to stop. Drinking so much, thank God. And now I just smoke pot, but I love going out and connecting with people that are high because I can have a deep spiritual conversation and you remember it the next day and they're not trying to overtalk you.
Sometimes.
They'll listen to you. And you have,
sometimes.
Well, that my experience has been.
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, but with people that smoke pot, I can
it's
have
a diff-
higher
right.
conversation.
Yeah, it's a different thing. There's no comparison to pot smokers and drunks. I mean, people that drink.
I like drunks too, though. I like everybody.
Oh my goodness. Hey, this is great. We have a short time and we've had such a fabulous time with Darlene and
Taisha.
I want to say Tisha. Taisha.
You can call me Tisha.
And hey guys, come by at the Bunkhouse Saloon at 124 South 11th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.
Love you, Patty, from Hemp Radio.